Bumps along with Demi Lovato and Somebody to You. It is Cool FM. Emma Fitzpatrick here with you right through until 4 o'clock. Right, we've got a special guest on the phone. Joining me this afternoon. Glad to say we've got Kygo.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
All good. All very, very good. It's great to have you here on Cool FM.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here.
So what a year you've had so far.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
Really, that's an understatement.
Yeah, it's just been everything. It's been happening so fast, and it's been a crazy ride. But it's been amazing.
It has literally just taken off. I mean, you've had two massive hits. You've got one out at the minute with Ella Henderson, which is firing up the charts as we speak.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And how does it fit? You're actually being called the next or the new Avicii.
That's pretty crazy. Avicii's been one of my inspirations, and he was the reason why I got into electronic music in the first place. So it's a pretty cool feeling to see my name, yeah, and in the same sentence as his name. So it's pretty cool, yeah.
Any pressure there?
I guess a little bit pressure, but some pressure is good.
You've worked with everybody. I mean, obviously you have worked with Avicii in the past. You've worked with the likes of Chris Martin from Coldplay, Diplo.
It's been pretty cool. I've done remixes, yeah, of Coldplay, and I've done remixes of Ed Sheeran and stuff like that. But there's still a lot of people I want to work with, and I would also love to make original tracks with these guys, like Ed Sheeran and Coldplay.
Yeah. Who would you like to work with? You could choose anybody just off the top of your head that you haven't worked with yet.
I would probably say Ed Sheeran. An original track with him.
Okay. I suppose there's no beating Ed Sheeran at the minute. He's kind of taken over the world as well.
Yeah, he's insane. He's just like he's such an incredible musician, and to see, like, it's just when he plays those huge shows and it's just him and his guitar on stage, it's pretty impressive.
And that's it. That's all there is, really.
Yeah.
And what about you? Will you go on the road then? Any chance you coming back over this way?
I'm definitely gonna come. Maybe it's not going to be until next year, though. I'm not playing that many shows now. I'm focusing on finishing up a lot of tracks and trying to finish up my album,
right?
That I want to release as soon as possible. And then when I release it, I'm definitely going to do a proper tour in the US and in the UK, and yeah, it's definitely going to be a big tour after the album.
You have to come to Belfast. Can you tell us anything about the album?
It's going to be, I guess, a lot of, yeah, some of the, some tracks that's in the, like, the similar kind of style as Firestone and Stole the Show, mm-hmm. and Here for You. But then I also have a couple of tracks that's kind of different. That's, I guess a lot of people, like, classify my tracks as Tropical House, which is this new genre, but there's a lot of tracks, there's some tracks in there that's definitely not Tropical House, to say like that.
I can't wait to hear that. Any rough idea when it's going to be out? Just next year?
Probably next year. I don't want to, like, say a date, because, like, early this year I was saying, like, yeah, it'll probably be out in October, but that's not going to happen.
No.
So I don't want to, like, say a date, but I'm working hard and trying to get it done as soon as possible.
It'll be out when we get it.
Yeah.
That's it. Your new single at the minute, obviously you had the song Out Firestone with Conrad, and Parson James Stole the Show, which were both absolutely massive. The new one, you've teamed up with Ella Henderson. It's called Here For You.
Yeah.
How did that all come about?
That was actually, I made an instrumental for that track almost 2 years ago, and I had it laying around, but I kind of wanted to do something more with it. And then we sent it out to a couple of vocalists, and then I heard that Ella liked it, and I was really happy because I've been a big fan of Ella for a long time. I've been watching her covers and stuff on YouTube, and so I was really happy when she said she liked it. And yeah, she sent me over this top line for Here For You, and I really liked it. So yeah, we were really happy about it, and wanted to release it.
Did you see Ella on the X Factor?
You know, I actually didn't see, but I've seen some YouTube clips of it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she's amazing.
So she was definitely a good choice for it anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm going to let you go. Hopefully we'll see you back here next year. New album in hand, and we'll see you in Belfast.
Yeah, definitely.
And would you like to introduce your song for me?
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm Kygo, and you're about to listen to my song Here For You featuring Ella Henderson.
Thank you so much. Have a great one, and good luck with the album.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be passing by, and there'll be wasting time, just waiting for new. And while they're chasing dogs, we'll be dancing in the dust, 'cause we're coming through.